We have a guest joining us here in our studios this morning. Randy Moss is in with us this morning. We're going to talk Alzheimer's issues, dementia issues today. Thanks for coming in.
Well, it's something that's very close to my heart. I lost my mother a year ago to this. Back then, there was no support group. At least I didn't know of any. So, me and Kelly Zimmerman from Carinae Cities, who's administrator up there, is starting a support group for dementia and Alzheimer's families. Families, caregivers, anybody that wants to come is welcome.
I know you've had a few opportunities to hold fundraising golf events to raise money for the cause and things. Been pretty well supported, haven't they?
Yes, the town of Atlantic is very generous, and they've been real good to me. This past June, we held, it was June 28th, we held a golf tournament out to Nation Hills, and Jim Hughes in there, and Hughes playing. We raised $3,200. All that money stays in the state of Iowa. Unlike some charities, not that I'm putting any other charities down, 80% of the money given goes to research. 10% of it goes to management, and 10% of it goes to fundraising.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about this support group. You're trying to get this support group off the ground here. There are a lot of support groups out there for different types of afflictions. And in many cases, it's for the person who is actually suffering through the affliction. But in the case of dementia and Alzheimer's specifically, these are things that affect more than just the individual.
This is for the family.
Right.
I was a lucky person. I had a close family background. I had a good family, church family, to rely on. There's a lot of people out there that has nobody to talk to except their own family, and they're going through the same thing that they are. So they don't want to go complain, well, mom's doing this, mom's not doing good, dad's going downhill. If they can talk to a stranger or a friend. I'm also a Stephen minister of my church. So, confidentiality, I know all about. And that will play a key role. The people that I'm going to talk to, every person out there that has a family member suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's, you want to come. We will have speakers later on. September 3rd is the first meeting. It's on Saturday night. Like I say, I'm a Stephen minister. Confidentiality. Your name will never be publicized. Your name will never be told to anyone. The press will be involved in one aspect, like we're doing right here today, to get the word out. The News Telegraph will get the word out.
It's tough to explain to someone what it's like to have a loved one go through any kind of a dementia situation. The experiences can be a little bit different here and there, but they also can be very similar. There are certain things that you kind of look for, certain stages that you sometimes can
every
go through.
Every person will go through the same stages. There's 10 stages that every person will go through. I have a library of information at my access. I have books. I can get speakers. The West Des Moines office is the main office for Iowa. They will send speakers down at my request. We're all in this together. You're not alone. We do not want you to feel like mom's going downhill. What am I going to do? The doctors tell me one thing. The nursing home tells me another. We're all working towards the same goal. No, there is not a cure, I'm sorry. I can't tell you there's one in the near future either.
Mm-hmm.
But we will fight through this together.
Sure. Well, and when you have a situation like that, it's not always a situation where folks can just have the money available to get full. Their loved ones become caregivers as well. And sometimes you feel like you need a break from some of that because it's 24/7. It never goes away. And it's good to have some sort of a support group to be able to sit down and share experiences with.
Right now, there is a bill in the House that is going to be passed. It's already went through the House and is going through the Senate. It's called the HOPE Bill. After it's gone through and the president signs it, that will pay every caregiver for taking care of mom, taking care of grandpa, instead of them quitting their job, putting them in a nursing home, where Medicare's got to pick up the bill if you can find a nursing home to do it. There's only one in Atlantic. And in the state of Iowa, there is only 50 that Medicare pay.
Of course, the money part of it's one thing. The other part of it is the mental... Oh,
mental
gosh.
Anguish.
Yeah, I guess that's a good term for it. Yeah, it's difficult, like I say, to have to go through this day after day after day. You want to be there for your loved one, but it gets tough.
One thing I can suggest to everybody, okay, even if you don't come to my meeting, everybody has taken pictures sometime in their life. Make a scrapbook. And when you make the scrapbook, okay, put the names of the people in the picture, underneath the picture, where this picture was taken, and give it to the person. Because they just think they're reliving their history. They just think they're looking at pictures. But it's reactivating their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know it, but it's reactivating their mind. It's something very simple, which everybody has.
Sure. Now, you mentioned September 3rd will be the first meeting at 6:30 in the evening. And you are going to have a gathering of folks. What will the support group be like? What will be the structure?
The very first meeting is a get-together, just a welcome. I'm glad you're here. Then after that, we will meet on the second Wednesday of every month. That is just to go to, if it gets bigger, we'll go more meetings a month. It's going to be held in the chapel at Care Initiatives. Which used to be Atlantic Rehab, which is 1300 East 20 East 17th Street. Everyone's welcome.
So you're holding it at the Care Initiatives location. Have they been pretty supportive in this?
Care Initiatives, just them alone give. Excuse me, Kelly. I'm not quite on the right figure, but Care Initiatives give close to $5 million a year to Alzheimer's. They are a big supporter.
So it would make sense that they would be a supporter locally as well then, too.
Kelly is on the board of directors of the Atlantic Alzheimer's, which was established this June. We have a board of directors. She is one of the members. So is Donnie Drennan, Scott Jensen. And we are looking for some more members to be on our board. The more voices we got, the more ideas we got. Every year we will hold a golf tournament. Even though we may do the other fundraisers, our golf tournament is our key fundraiser.
Kind of got you started.
That's actually a walk down Main Street got me started. And I raised $1,200 the first year. Then after that, I went out and I talked to Jim at Nishna Hills, and he says, "You want to do a golf tournament? You don't know how to golf. Go get somebody who knows what we're talking about." And it's snowballed ever since then.
Very good. If someone wants to know more about the support group opportunities there, how can they do that?
You can call me at 249-4193, or you can call Care Initiatives at 243-3952.
Otherwise, just show up that evening.
Just walk in the door. There will be coffee. There are treats. We're going the whole nine yards for the support group.
All right. September 3rd, 6:30 p.m. in the chapel at Care Initiatives here in Atlantic. And, Randy, thank you very much for stopping by, and good luck.
And I want to thank you, Jim, for letting me put this on KJN.